Paul Bargress is on the stage with William Relton, who was one of the three adjudicators at the competition today. Mr. Relton, what did you find as the overall standard of the playing?
Well, at this, with the bands that come to this contest, the standard is extremely high, and of course it makes the adjudicator's job all that more difficult, especially with a piece like Cloudcatcher Fells, because it's skillfully written and it brings out the best. It's got all the tonal colours that you would ever want in a brass band, and it's got dissonances with some lovely melodies going underneath, and to produce that effect is really quite difficult, and there was some magic here today.
And the winning performance, what made that stand out today?
That magic that was in the performance, it was the colours of the muted section playing in a different key from the melodic lines that were going underneath. That was only one of the things that it did. And of course the whole approach, that you see, when you adjudicate, one should not go in with fixed ideas to the box. If you go in with fixed ideas to the box, you're looking for a particular performance. You should go in with an open mind so that the bands that are playing can convince you which is the best performance, and certainly we were convinced today.
So you enjoyed it, even though it's a long and hot day in the box?
Yes, well, it's been a very long day, and I've enjoyed every minute, I always do. And it's extraordinary how quickly the time goes. You know, we all go there an hour before we're supposed to start, take our jackets out, how long is it going to be today? We start working out with the stopwatch, you know, it's going to be... Well, we'll be in there nearly 7 hours. You know, by the time we've had about four or five bands, the time is going like that. You know, it's changed from semi-breeze to semi-quavers, as it were. You know, it's just, it leaps along. And before we knew where we were at band 18. Then, of course, you've got to do all the administration, which takes much longer. Because when you're at this level, it's... Every band needs to know exactly where they are in the pecking order. It's no good just saying, you know, there's a great lump of bands around that, because Philip needs to know, he has to have a precise order of the ability according to what the adjudicators have selected. So it takes quite a bit of time.
Many thanks indeed, and I understand you've got a long trip back home to Italy. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will. I came on Thursday, and I'm going back. Well, actually, I'm staying a bit longer in the UK now. I'm going to have a cataract operation in my eye, so
I hope that's a success as well. And it's very nice to see you again.
It's nice to talk to you, yes.
It's a pleasure. Many thanks indeed.
Jochen Vauer.
Oh, thank you. Four Bars Rest is on the stage with the winning soloist, who has taken £250 of Four Bars Rest hard-earned money, Paul Robinson of the Reg Vardy Band. Congratulations, Paul, and very well
Thank
played.
You, very much.
You must be delighted.
Absolutely delighted, yes. It was a great day.
And your own performance, did you enjoy the piece playing Cloudcatcher?
I did, yeah. Rehearsed hard with Mr. Farr. It's been very good. Difficult to rehearse, but at the end of the day, it's a real good performance, and I'm very happy with it.
The band played well last year, came third year. It's coming to prizes again, and you've started off the year in good form, so you're looking forward to the rest of the year?
Yes, we are. We're obviously in London again this year. Last year proved to be very good in London as well. We came third in London. Hoping to improve on that as well. It'll be great.
And how long have you been with the band?
24 years now.
And where did you come from prior to that?
With British Steel Teesside Band.
All right.
32 years.
All right, so you're a long-term servant. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
I hope that you spend it wisely.
Certainly will.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Paul Bargress on the stage with the resident conductor of the Scottish Co-op Band, Raymond Tennant. Nick Chas, we understand, has disappeared on his way home, but I understand that you did a lot of the spade work that had to go into the preparation of the piece. You must be delighted with what's gone on.
Absolutely delighted. The band responded so well to the way Nick wanted the piece to go. Obviously, we've worked hard on the piece over the last few weeks. I've done a lot of the work on the preparation, as you've said, for the sectional rehearsals and so on and so forth. But really, I think Nick's musicality showed through in the performance today. What he did with the band in the performance was just second to none, as obviously showed the result.
Was there any secret to the performance that you felt that was any different to any of the other bands on the day?
I think it was a general band performance. He got so much musicality from it, as I've said. The detail, the clarity, the dynamics, just absolutely superb. It was a scintillating performance, I felt.
And the one last thing, you were the only band of the day to get the horn standing up at the back of the hall, where the rest struggled to play quietly. You made sure you were far away and therefore play quietly.
Well, I didn't know that we were the first band or the only band to do so, but I think it really created an effect. Thank you, Callum. Nice to see you.
Ray Sun is here as well, enjoying the moment as well.
He is. And I think it really created a good effect at the beginning. A bit distant, to say... maybe not, I'm not sure if it says in the score now I think about it, but it certainly created an effect that Nick was looking for, and the band built on that, certainly.
Many thanks indeed. Congratulations. I know it's a long way home, but I'm sure we'll enjoy
the trip. Band will certainly enjoy the trip home after this, and it's been a great pleasure to come in and compete in this for the first time. I know it's been a long time coming, but well, maybe we'll go on to better things, greater and better things from now on.
Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.